Tuesday the 2nd of December, Hey Kislev, Rabbi David Koenig, Shmitah in the 8th year.
Good morning, good morning. Shmitah, as far as the land is concerned, in Eretz Yisrael, as far as the farmer, is over. He's already working back to regular schedule. The only thing he might not be allowed to do is to, if there are still, let's say, citrus fruits, which started to grow in the 7th year, they're still on the tree, it's questionable if he's allowed to do all types of melachos in order that fruit should grow better, should ripen better. But that's for sure not the discussion of today. Today we're discussing how do we deal with peiros and yerokos which grew in the 7th year, and they're still edible, and they're being marketed, let's say, here in the United Kingdom. So let's go in order. Vegetables, the year, as far as considering them, as far as Mrs. Afluyas Baaretz, is totally when they are harvested. I'll tell you the difference between fruits and vegetables. Vegetables are totally when they're harvested. A vegetable grows every year. You plant it from scratch, it grows every year. What year it's shayach to is totally when you harvested it. Okay? Therefore, if you planted on a regular year before Rosh Hashanah any vegetable, and you harvested it after Rosh Hashanah, so the question of Trumas and Maestris is decided by when you harvested it. Clear? So let's say between the 2nd year, which is the year of Maestr Sheni, and the 3rd year of Shemitah, which is the year of Maestr Ani, telling when you harvested it. If you harvested it after Rosh Hashanah, you have to get Maestr Ani. Therefore, what should follow is that all vegetables that were planted, either they planted by themselves, they from seeds that were flowing in the wind, or the Isser, they were planted by an Avarian in Eretz Yisrael before Rosh Hashanah. The moment they were harvested after Rosh Hashanah, shouldn't be any problem. That's what should follow. Because which year are they shayach to? They're shayach to the 8th year, which is the 1st year, and therefore there's chayav trumas ma'aser. So why is there a Shemitah issue? So the Mishnah says like this. There's two Mishnahs and Shviyas which discuss this question. Dr. Mishnah Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet may aim aside from when Mutter Odom Likach Yerek B'Motzei Shviyas, from when can you go into the market and buy without a supervision any Yerokes B'Motzei Shviyas. Dr. Mishnah Mishiyate Kayoyte Boy Mishaye Oseh, from when it can do Kayoyte Boy, similar to it. So what is it here? It has to be possible for such a Yerek to have grown after Shviyas. So the reason is very simple. Let's say somebody plants the Isser, a Yerek, during Shviyas, and it grew. Why is that Yerek? Why is that cucumber Asa Bachila? So this we spoke about last year. This is the concept of Gzeira Sfichim. Chazal said, look, if we're going to allow people to eat any type of Yerek that grew during Shviyas, so what they're going to do is they're going to plant the Isser, and they'll say, well, he said, no, it's not really true. When I harvest it, this happens sometimes. You can harvest potatoes from last year. Some of them will stay behind in the ground, and they will grow by themselves this year without you actually planting them from the bulb that's left over. So he's going to come and say, where do I have my fresh vegetables from? I didn't plant. It grew by itself. So Chazal therefore said that there's an Isser on eating any Yerokos that grew during Shviyas, period. Why? Because they're scared of the person who's not honest and he's not medakic with mitzvahs, and he will go ahead and bring his stuff to market, and he'll create some kind of cover story that it grew on its own, he didn't really plant it, it just happened spontaneous generation. So Chazal made his gzeira. Now, if that's the lomdus of the gzeira, so if we're talking a few weeks after Rosh Hashanah, and therefore any cucumbers that are on that he's bringing to market today were planted obviously before Rosh Hashanah, so we also have to answer. Clear? So the lumdus of this Mishnah, which says that you can only eat vegetables, the Moitzoi Shviyas, if there was enough time from Rosh Hashanah for them to grow, the lumdus is, it's a Hemshech, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it, if it's exactly the same Gzeira of Shviyas, or it's a later Gzeira, but it's the same concept. The concept is that we can't allow you to eat any vegetables today, going into the market and buying them, because the chances are that those vegetables were planted on Shmiz, even though they were harvested now. They were harvested now, therefore the Chayiv B'Trumas and Maisers. They are not. The Etzim, they don't have Kedusha of Peir Shmiz because they're not. They are Yerokas of Shmiz. But I guess that the Gzeira is there, the same reason for the Gzeira is we have to. So slow. So the Mishnah, that even if it still could be that these cucumbers are from Shvi'is, but if there are already available on the market cucumber yurakis that were planted after Rosh Hashanah, so everything becomes water. Even if I know that this one hasn't been planted before, this is the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, also habach here. Let's say if you have a general mint tomatoes, and there are several types. Some, let's say, take 3 months to grow, and a different type, a different subspecies, will take 4 months to grow. Some go quicker. So the Mishnah is telling us that if there's a type of tomato which is available in the market 3 months after Rosh Hashanah, you can eat all tomatoes, even the ones that take 4 months to grow. The logic being that an Avarian will not go ahead and plant after the ones that take longer before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we allow it straight. Okay? So that's the din as far as Yerokas are concerned, the concept of Mishiyat Kayotzi. There's another Mishnah, which could be even more Mako. The Mishnah says that certain types of Yerokas grow me'emaseya. Certain types of urakis grow so fast. Rebbe hitir likach yerek the mitzvah shviyis miyad. Pashtas, the pshat in that is because the leafy vegetables, the lettuce, etc. So they really are already edible a very few days after you plant them. Just they're constantly growing it in on more leaves until they reach the tzura that we're used to, and therefore they're marketable. In theory, there are some kind of leaves that you can eat a few days after Rosh Hashanah. So those types are mutter right away. That's what Rebbe holds. Okay. So what are the practical ramifications of this din? Let's take another step. Let's say I'm coming to a vegetable which in theory is available, meaning let's say cucumbers take 2 months. Say after 2 months they're available. But I know that this vegetable was actually harvested. Is that gonna become mutter? According to our discussion, that definitely will not become mutter. Because if a vegetable was harvested during Shvi'is, so it is Peiros Shvi'is, there's no way around it. It's not Hagatrumas and Maestras. It is Peiros, it's a produce of the seventh year. So that's out. However, though, our discussion is just this: what happens if something was harvested during the eighth year? It grew during the seventh year, where Chazal said, look, we have to be careful, because people are not going to be neutral. They will actually plant during the seventh year and try to sell it to us as produce of the eighth year. So Chazal made a straight there. Okay. So we have now, comes up, we have 2 points. We have something that was harvested during Shmines, and we have something that was harvested during Shvi'is, and that's going to be Asa. The Mishnah says an additional shear. Yerushalmi also passes it. And that additional shear is, talking about Yerokas, only vegetables now, is when it comes Chanukah, Utru Kulam. So this is already an interesting point. When it comes Chanukah, everything, what's everything? So, as a general rule, we will follow the big tumul here in Yerushalayim. We will follow the kivun of the Chazanish on this one. Chazanish says the following: B'Chanukah, Hayoyis, that it's already 3 months after Shvi'is is over. Some Yerokas take less than 3 months to grow. Some of them take more than 3 months to grow. When Chanukah comes around, it's so far removed from Shvi'is that we don't have to be chayshin on anybody that he was such a long-term planner that he planted the last month of Shviyis. Why? Because he said, "Oh, I'll have something to bring to market after Hanukkah." Even though he's going to be an Avarian for so long down the road, when he can wait till after Rosh Hashanah and then plant. That small window of planting the few Yerukas, which are long-term Yerukas, which take more than Hanukkah, let's say, probably take 3 months after Rosh Hashanah, which take more than 3 months. People don't think so far ahead. They don't plan their agricultural schedule, and we don't have to be chayshit for it. This is the way the Chazanish lands. So what the Chazanish is telling us is that if something was harvested Shminis, if it was harvested Shminis, even though it's a type of Yerek which normally from planting to market takes 4 months, come Chanukah it's going to be mutter. Okay? Meidach, Dr. Chazanish, that this din of Higia Chanukah Hutru Kulon does not at all apply to something which was harvested Shviyis. In other words, the case would be in fresh vegetables, okay, but let's say pickled vegetables. If somebody harvests cucumbers erev Rosh Hashanah and he pickles them, he brings them to market after Hanukkah, are they mutter? This is the Chazanish's opinion, that Higia Hanukkah Hutru Kula means, from one side, a Kula, that it allows all vegetables that were harvested on Shminis, even though the type of vegetable means that it was planted, we know that it was planted before Rosh Hashanah, but it's a vegetable that takes 4 months to grow fully. Me'idach, Hanukkah is not matir anything which was definitely harvested during Shviyis. There is discussions in some Achrayim that these kulis are specifically kulis in cases of tzveikis. Like if there's a tzafik and there's a taruvis, then we allow it. There's an additional kulis. Normally we would be machmel, let's say, on a tzafik taruvis. Here we're more makel. That's how some Achrayim learn this. The Chazanish Pashtus doesn't go that way. The Chazanish goes that it's 2 points. Let's go in order. So far we learned 3 dinim. We learned number 1, that the Mishnah tells us that anything that was Yeyase Kayoyte Boy, a cucumber takes 7 weeks to grow. After 7 weeks, you can buy cucumbers on the open market even before Hanukkah, if you're confident that they weren't harvested during Shviyis. You can't obviously buy pickled cucumbers. That's Zman number 1. Number 2, this man of Hanukkah, that's matir or vegetable. However, it's the only matir or vegetables that were not harvested during Shviyas. Harvested during Shviyas remain forever. There are other opinions. Bifrat b'das Rambam, there are those that learn up in the Rambam, the Mari Corpus learns up in the Rambam, that anything, even if it was harvested during Shviyas, therefore it was Chazal's Dera Sichas. But the entire, in the Lumbus, this is an interesting point, the entire Dera Sichin of Chazal is constrained by time. It's not an Issa which remains for, it's time sensitive. Chazal says, there's no, something grew during Shviyas, the Torah doesn't answer it. The guy who planted it, he wasn't the Seder. There's nothing wrong with this cucumber that grew. Just that we don't, Chazal, we have to ask our people to eat these cucumbers, because otherwise everybody's going to go and plant on the sly and what is the Shviyis. So we have the mitzvah of Shviyis. So the Mari Kurkus learns up in the Rambam that Isur is only until Chanukah of Shminis. When Chanukah of Shminis applies like Chodesh and Yashan, just like Chodesh becomes Mutter that day, the Isurim that were chal on these cucumbers, if they managed to last, they were in the fridge and they stayed until Hanukkah, they become Mutter. The logic being that being Matir for a guy so far down, nobody's going to go and buy and refrigerate and save and keep. So we're not ruining, taking away the Ikkar Gzeiras. That's his opinion. Generally, in Yonei Shviyis, the Chazanish's opinion carries a lot of weight, because he was the first. When it really became practical, people who came back to Israel 100 years ago started to work, so his opinions have a very, very strong weight, and that's why his opinion on this is accepted, not that the Mari Kurkus, and his opinion Lekula is also accepted. What do I mean? There are those that learn up that when the Mishnah says, this is a particular point, Mishnah says Hanukkah Hutru Kula, right? So there are those that learn up that that just means things that really were planted on their own. You're going into a field and you see a tomato vine which grew on its own, and you want to take those tomatoes. Now you know that it started to grow before Rosh Hashanah. Also became those tomatoes and was there. But it is not matir something which was planted be'isur on Shviz. That the concept that the concept that some Rishonim hold, concept called Nevat. Some Rishonim learn that when the Mishnah says in Tractate Sodesh and Nitaibo b'Shviz, a field that was Nitaibo is sort of a complicated kind of plowing. It was prepared to work on b'Shviz, but the Mishnah like Tizra l'Metzayi Shviz. You can't plant it l'Metzayi Shviz. The Ramban and other Rishonim, the end of your volume, learn up that this is the Mishnah is telling us a new Isser called Nevat. What does Nevat mean? If you have a fruit tree and you work on it during Shviz in order that it should produce fruit, and it produces fruits, those fruits are Aser Vachila. That's the concept of Ne'evad. Big Machlegis are showing him whether or not Ne'evad is Aser. The Neti of the Chavnish is here to be Mekul. He says to himself in two places. But this is the concept. Can it be possible for me to Aser an orange Vachila, with the orange, the tree wasn't planted during Shviz. It takes many years till it gives out fruits. It was planted before. But I worked on it during Shviz and caused it to produce fruit. Is it Aser or not? According to some Rishonim, it's Aser. If that's so, so if somebody planted cucumbers before Rosh Hashanah on Shviz, so that's for sure Nevat. The issur of Nevat, which the Ramban says applies to oranges, which would have grown anyway, they wouldn't have grown as well, they wouldn't have produced such a bumper crop, but it's there, the tree was there. If I plant something before Rosh Hashanah, now it's after Hanukkah. But according to those Rishonim, they hold the Nevat is Aser, so Nizra is not Nevat. Taisa's rich sheet is that Nizra is also Midirayt, it's not even Zerah's Shvisim. But even without that, that is something that was worked on during Shvis. I did the worst possible work possible. I planted it. So therefore there are some Paiskim who hold that Nizra b'Shvis is not Hutra b'Chanukah. Okay? So those are the three things we have to deal with. We have to deal with the Aser Kayotzibai, we have to deal with Hanukkah, and we have to deal with the question of Nizra b'Shvis. I'm a guest here, so I have time. When I come into shuls, I look at the bulletin boards outside. So, I don't know if you noticed, recently there was a bulletin board from the Rabbanis over here, in which they said the following. On Yerukis, everything is still Aser till Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, we'll let you know the Negev to every min v'min, every type of vegetable. So I don't know, I'm not sure what this means, because at the Marshall, in Israel, I read that there are already two types of vegetables that already we reached the situation of Kayotzibai. Squash, zucchini, and cucumbers. Those two grow very fast, even lettuce. Those two grow very fast, and therefore we're already more than 2 months after Rosh Hashanah, so they're okay. Okay, so it could be that, you know, they have to be up to date on this. So the Rabbanit is going with Hanukkah. But when they wrote over here, this one I'm not sure, they wrote over here that after Hanukkah will say Kol Min V'min, so it could be one of two things. Either they mean that Kol Min V'min on Hanukkah we will say the following. We will say that all vegetables that you're sure were harvested after Rosh Hashanah, not pickled vegetables, all fresh vegetables are mutter. And what they mean Kol Min V'min is they'll say, but all the fruits are still on, which they are. This whole discussion is only germane to vegetables. Fruits are totally in Chanata, and they're going to be after at least until Pesach. So it could be that's what they mean, or it could be that what they mean is that they are of the opinion, could be the Rabbanit is of the opinion that Nevat, anything that was worked on b'Shviz is Aser, and therefore they will not allow anything until they're sure that it was Nizra, it was planted after Rosh Hashanah. The case being, let's say, tomatoes, it takes 4 months, so it could be that on Hanukkah they'll announce like the cucumbers are okay, squash are okay, tomatoes wait 1 more month. Why? Because it could be that they're of the opinion that tomatoes, hayoish, that any tomatoes that are coming to market even after Hanukkah are still, were planted before Rosh Hashanah to their Aser. I don't know. Nothing. Let me know. Follow the signs and let me know what they say after Hanukkah.
They can afford to be machmer.
Could be they could afford to be machmer.
I'm
sure not saying an opinion. I'm just you're now informed consumers. Now you understand what the issue is going to be. I have no idea what the psak is. This is the word. I know that 49 years ago, that the tshuva in Cheshev Oefid from Rav Padva here, he came here from Eretz Yisrael around 55 years ago, and 49 years ago was Shemitah, and he, his sefer, he has a tshuva in which he answers the Rav of Gateshead, Rav Shakovitsky. And you see what the shaila was from the tshuva that Rav Shakovitsky asked him. He said, they're bringing in oranges here to Gateshead, and I want to know, I see that there's a machlokes harishonim. He speaks about two things, he says. First of all, did they grow in Jewish fields or not in Jewish fields? Probably Jewish fields. And the second thing he says is, I see there's a machlokes harishonim. If nevat is osur b'achila, also if shomer, there's another machlokes, if somebody wasn't master his orchard like he should have, and he put a guard in front, he locked it up. So those payers were shomer, they weren't hefker, which they should be. Do they become also osur b'achila? There's another machlokes harishonim. So he says, I would presume that these oranges which are coming to Gateshead are Peir Shvi'is. He also wanted to know if they were Peir Shvi'is or not, because it was in the middle of the Shemitah year. He wanted to know the Chanata issues. But that's not a gag. At one point or another, there will be Peir Shvi'is coming into Gateshead. Whether it's the 70 or the 80, we know now that the oranges are first coming in now that were Chayna during Shvi'is. So that was my question. And he says, and I want to know, what's the halacha in Eretz Yisrael? You just came from Eretz Yisrael as far as Shomer Veneva. Are they Osir Bachila? Or are they not Osir Bachila? What do I tell my Kehillah? So Rav Padva writes him back. He says, look, Shomer Venevat, the minig in Yerushalayim is to be Machmir. They hold that as Osir Bachila. And in Bnei Brak, Al-Bahat HaChazanish, that he's Mekel. Chazanish is a lot of coolest in Shvi. He's Mekel. They're both of Bachila. Vine, Kroi Terasa, Yikvah Biki, Lasa, whatever, as you decide. Because I don't have for you a clear answer in minig, and the Machlokes Rishonim you saw yourself. So it's up to you. I don't even know what the Gates of Rav decided, and I don't even know what doesn't even tell us. Rav Padva doesn't even tell us what he decided. Although maybe he was a Rav in Yerushalayim before he came here. Is there an opinion here on Shomer Venevat? Okay. So that's going to be. As we finish discussing the Rakis, how much time do you have left? It's interesting that in Eretz Yisrael, which is what you were saying, on Rakis they even Nizra from Hanukkah they will allow. But when it gets to things which are not chayesh nefesh, like flowers and these kind of things, that's where Rabbi Yashar says, so flowers, I don't want to make them. You need a lot of flowers. You want flowers for sure. And that he says he wants that they shouldn't be. Flowers, even though it's interesting, flowers are not payers, though, they're not edible. The only issue in flowers is that this fellow went ahead and worked the fields, he worked his greenhouse, shall I kid in. But up again, he says, I don't like to be make them on that. Okay. So we finished discussing vegetables, which is the major issue. Now, when we get to Peiris, so it won't become mutter until for sure after Pesach, when the summer fruits start coming in, peaches, etc. It's still Peiris Shvi'is. Now, I don't know, what happened, okay, but you'll have to tell me. Right now, the Peiris Shvi'is that are on the market, so let's say Jaffa oranges, what are they? So they're not in Gozer B'Gzeres Sikhin. B'Gzeres Sikhin was only on what was planted. We said fruits grow by themselves. So what is the question? If Shomur, and if you go to Dasa Rambanu Di'inei, that Shomur, any fruit that wasn't Mufkar, or Nevad, any fruit that was worked on, the tree was worked on that it should give better fruit, if you are of the opinion that those are Asur Bachila, so then all the oranges are Asur Bachila. If, however, you are of the opinion that Shomer Veneva doesn't answer it Bachila, so you should not go ahead and buy any of these oranges. Why? Because they are Kodesh. They have the Kedusha of Peiris Shvi'is, and therefore they are not supposed to be bought and sold. They're rather given out sort of like a consignment. The way they deal with it in Eretz Yisrael is that an organization comes, and obviously nobody's going to travel to the orchard and pick a few oranges every day. So there's a fellow, an organization, who they go, they harvest it, they deliver it, they market it, they charge you expenses. They get a salary, it's not a profit, it becomes like a non-profit organization. And that's the way the oranges that are grown by the Shomer Shvi'is Foundation, that's the way they come to market. That concept is today called Eitzer Bezdin, for whatever reason. But the idea is that you're not paying for the fruit, you're paying for all the around, which as we know today is the majority of the expenses. I think a kilo of tomatoes, which cost 3 shekels in Eretz Yisrael, the grower gets, in a regular year, gets 80 agurot. More than 75% is bringing it to market afterwards. Okay. So you shouldn't have bought it. If you did buy it, so it has Kusha Shvi'is. According to the Mandam Hashem of Enever, it's also you shouldn't eat it. If you go like the Chaznish, so you should eat it. In fact, and if you should eat it, then you're not allowed to throw it out. Because it has Kusha. But you have to eat it. Kusha, and it's a shtickle. It's a particular problem. It's a difficult thing if you're not used to doing it. Others, some Bele Achroinim hold that the Mishnah says Ein Meitzin Perishviyas L'Chutzlaret. That's really the point there. The reason is because the Chutzlaret are people, they're not comfortable, they're not familiar, they didn't grow up with it, they can't handle the Zinu of Perishviyas. It looks to them like some kind of ritual. They can't relate to it. We know Tfilin has Kedusha, Tzitzit, Peris have Kedusha. It's hard to relate to it. Okay. That's Laman Doma Shoma Venevat Mutter. It is possible to eat those peiris. However, Potik says, V'lev hem techo v'lachai asher ba'atzecha tia kol tvuot alechoil, that the peiris shviyas are hefker and they eat even lebehema. Chazal darshan from that Potik, that peiris shviyas are only allowed to be eaten by you in the house. Kol zman, they are still edible out on the field. In other words, we know that if you leave, you're supposed to harvest it at the peak time when it's ripe. If you leave it, it'll stay on the tree for a while. It won't gain anymore. It might even fall down. And after a few months, if you don't harvest in time, it's going to rot. Correct? There won't be any more payers down on the field. Each min has its time when it rots. At that point, when it's in the field, in the orchard, the fruit would rot. At that point, even if I harvested it before and I brought it into my house, I'm not allowed to keep any more a substantial amount, like in storage, but I have to be mafkir it. You're not allowed to keep peiris shviyas in storage past the time when it's available in the field. This is the concept called biur. You're mechuyah to be mevayir it. Some rishonim, the Rambam holds that biur means to actually get rid of it. Most rishonim, and that's the Chaznish again, make of the Dasar Rambam with the Imei, that biur means to be mafkir it. That's what you have to do. So in a straw, this happens. A lot of people have house with wine. Let's say people took Shvi's grapes and they made wine out of it. That's acceptable. But comes the Erev Pesach, which the Yerushalmi says that's the time to be mevayer wine. So everybody takes a case of wine and the mask they put out in the street. The mask is the snake shloisha. And if at the time of beer it's mufker, then afterwards, once the time passes, you can take it back and you can use it kiddin. Because you were mafkirit at the time of beer. What happens if you were not mafkirit at the time when you had to? It becomes asur b'achila. And according to Reish Poskim, there's no way to rectify it by being mafkirit later. So if in your house you had a case of shviyas wine, and Erev Pesach you weren't mafkirit, come to Pesach, yes, the Pesach is asur b'achila, you have to be mafkirit. Practically speaking, where is this going to come up? This is going to come up if there's mana biur, you went and you bought in a store here peiris shviyas. That's where it's going to come up. You went by mistake, same mistake that we said before, and you bought half oranges. We said, till now, okay, you bought it, according to Chaznish, you can eat it b'kedusha. But if you bought it if there's mana biur, you're stuck. There is a minority opinion which holds that if at the time of biur it was in the hands of a guy, let's say that already left Eretz Yisrael and was through the marketing process, so it was in the store or by the wholesale or the import or whatever, so then doesn't become usher because the guy is not mistaken, this is biur, and when you get it and you look at it, you suddenly realize, and then you can be masquer it and save it. I don't know again what the meaning over here is. This is several opinions on that. So that's what you're going to have to decide each minumin as this mana beer comes. I think there are mishilim on this, that if this mana beer came and went, and then you bought it, and right away you masker it, that'll be acceptable. But like I said, that's the ikar going to be negeya in several months from now. At this point, we'll be ikar dealing with urakis, which as time goes on, will become mutter. Right now, I know zucchini and cucumbers are mutter. Hanukkah, whatever the minig over here is, either all your rockets will become mutter, or only the ones that definitely grew before, were planted before, and pickled stuff remains asher l'olam.